Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cedarstrom. I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events for Friday, April 14th, 2023. TGIF, Butch.
Already. I'm telling you, the week's going by really fast.
I think.
I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, it seems like it's Monday, then tomorrow's Wednesday, and the next day's Friday.
Well, you know, it's hard to believe that it's been a month that I started a vacation. It's like it didn't even exist. It's weird.
Yeah, I know. I've said many times, a week's like a month. I mean, like a month used. I mean, a month's like a week used to be. You just turn around, and it's going.
You know? Does it even seem like you went on vacation last week?
No.
Yeah, I know.
The days all go together.
They do. You know? How do we slow it down?
I wish you'd find out. I really do.
Okay. I always said that if you wanted to slow down time, go visit your dentist.
Or go to the hospital.
Nothing goes slower than when you're in that time.
Did that care?
When you're sitting in that chair waiting to get drilled on, time goes so slow.
or go to the hospital and visit. I'd be there all day. Somebody that day goes by so slow.
Yeah. Can I get out of here yet? That's not nice.
Or do radio with Melody Cedarstrom, but air drags by.
Yes, it goes so slow.
Oh, gracious.
All right. Have a great program, Butch. I'm going to let you hear all by yourself then.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll see you Monday.
Let's go ahead and see gold today, 2018. Big drop today, but you know what? It was expected. We hadn't hoped for it, but down $36, 2018. Silver, $24.48. Still some hefty pricing here, ladies and gentlemen. $25.40. Hold on a second. What did I say it was? It's $25.49.
And
what
did you say gold was? I'm sorry, I didn't catch it on gold.
Gold was 2018.
Oh, okay. All right, got you. Okay.
2018. Okay. Now where do we go? It was a very hectic day today, and trying to get everything done on Fridays and everything. We have platinum down 7 at 1,054, palladium down 2 at 1,588. Paper markets today, The U.S. DX was up 0.54. There's your upside in the dollar and downside in gold. 101.55. Crude oil was up 47 cents at 82.63. Paper markets today, you know, the Dow was down over 200 points. They brought it back in the last hour. Still down 143 points, 33,886. S&P was down 8 points. NASDAQ was down 42 points. Europe was positive across the board. Asia was positive across the board. 10-year yield, 3.51%. Let's see what. Natural gas, 2.118. And it was up 5.5% at 2.118. You know what's interesting that I've seen dropping has actually been diesel fuel. And it's not that much more than what regular is now anymore. So it's actually lower than I think premium. So it doesn't even make sense how these oil prices are changing and everything. So that's a good thing for diesel, but we'll see if how it goes with this increasing heading into the summer with these higher oil prices, Butch. So
yes, yes. With the cutbacks, you know, from OPEC and things, it's going to make a difference eventually. It has to, because summertime is a bigger demand for fuel.
Yeah. Well, U.S. retail sales, that fell more than expected in March.
Yes,
consumers
yes.
cut back on purchases on motor vehicles, some other big ticket items. So, yeah, it makes people believe that the economy might be losing some steam after the first quarter of higher interest rates. Retail sales dropped 1% last month. Commerce Department said today, but they revised February's up to show retail sales falling only 0.2% instead of 0.4, of course. You know, so I don't know anything else important in that article, excluding automobiles, gasoline, building materials, and food services. Retail sales slipped 0.3% last month. The U.S., this is interesting, consumer spending, and of course everybody knows it accounts for more than two-thirds of our economic activity, grew at its slowest pace in 2.5 years in the fourth quarter. And economic growth estimates for the first quarter are mostly below a 2% annualized rate. I mean, those are pretty pathetic numbers, you know. But hey, we've got the best economy ever, don't we, Butch?
Oh, absolutely. I can tell it, man. My money's going further than it ever did. And gee, yes, it's so wonderful. I mean, I can't wait to buy a brand new car. You know.
Well, you know, those electric cars are kind of failing. Aren't interested in them.
But they say they're going to force on us anyway, so we'll see.
We'll see.
You know, you mentioned car sales. My son works at a dealership, and they had a 2019 Dodge Lariat. I think it's one of the fanciest trucks they make. 2019 now, 60,000 miles on it, $55,000. I mean, I didn't pay that much. I didn't pay half that much, a little half that much for my house when I bought it. Been a long time ago. But that's amazing, Billy, for what, a four-year-old truck? 60,000 miles? $55,000?
Yeah.
That's more than I made last month.
My question is, who would buy it?
Not me.
Who'd be dumb enough to buy it?
They sell new cars off the lot for $120,000. People buy them. How they do it, I don't know. I don't know how they do it. I don't know if they make payments or anything like that. Maybe they're rich enough they don't have to make payments. But you know, $80,000 to $90,000 deals is nothing really unusual when you buy a new car or truck. I mean, the cheapest truck you're going to find is what? The cheapest new one's about $40,000. I'd say that you can find about cheapest you can get $35,000-$40,000 be the baseline for a new pickup or a new car, probably. Some new cars are smaller cars are cheaper than that. But for a full size pickup, you're looking at least 35 and up.
Wow.
Probably 40 and up. So I don't know how they do it. I really don't. That's why I drive a 2010 Chevy Silverado and a 2015 Ford Edge, because I can't afford nothing like that. There's no way. So anyway.
Anyway, so they're just, it was kind of a quiet, I mean, it's not like there's any, there's a ton of things going on and exciting things going on out there, but it's just kind of a lot. You had J.P. Morgan profit, that surged 52%. You know what cracks me up? You don't hear the White House coming out crying about, you know, their profit of 52%, only the oil companies that, you know, make more profit than they want. They'll cry about that. But when it comes to J.P. Morgan, hey, they can have 52%, you know. BlackRock assets, they're the biggest elite investment firm out there. Exceeds $9 trillion in wake of bank failures. $9 trillion for one company, one brokerage. Amazing.
Well, they own most of the world, so.
They do. Yeah, they do. So, you know, they own the governments. They That's do true. A lot of work for the governments.
That's very true.
North Korea says it tests. You're going to talk about war stuff.
Yeah, I am. That's my first item, actually.
About North Korea?
You go ahead. Mm-hmm.
About North Korea? Well, why don't you do it?
Okay, well, I can.
It's more North of a Korea, guy thing.
All righty. North Korea says it tests its new solid fuel ICBM, warns of extreme horror. Now, folks, this is out of orders. This is an article that, well, in Matthew 24, I think about verse 16, it says, last day be wars, rumors of wars, and we're seeing that so much. North Korea announced on Friday a test a new solid fuel intercontinental ballistic missile, or ICBM, a development set to radically promote its forces, with experts said would facilitate missile launches with little warning. Leader Kim Jong-un guided Thursday's test and warned it would make enemies experience a clearer security crisis and constantly strike extreme uneasiness and horror into them by taking fatal and offensive counteractions until they abandon their senseless thinking and restless acts. So that's pretty straightforward. I mean, we're going to use this, and I want you to be scared of us. Now, how far that's going to go, I have no idea. But that's the arrogance of the guy. And Putin orders test nuke launch. Now, folks, this is really getting serious. Putin orders test nuke launch on the West in surprise show of strength on anniversary of his flagship Moskva sinking. Vladimir Putin has ordered his fleet to test a nuclear missile launch in surprise revenge move. I like that. Revenge move. Pay attention. On the 1 year anniversary of the sinking of his flagship. The unexpected drills were announced by Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu 1 year after the sinking of the Moskva. Russia has reportedly held nuclear drills on the anniversary of its sinking of the Moskva. Not, I can't even say where, Moskva. Vladimir Putin ordered his Pacific Fleet to undertake surprise war games to test their readiness to stage a retaliatory nuclear strike on the West. Now, the West just doesn't mean U.S., folks. That means Europe and anywhere that may attack them. The Pacific Fleet's strategic firepower has been seen since Soviet times as Moscow's main weapon in retaliatory strikes. This move appears to be a deliberate show of strength against the West amid Putin's war against Ukraine, which has already cost hundreds of thousands of lives. The exercise is based around a naval base in Vladivostok. We're expected to involve the firing of missiles and testing the readiness for nuclear-capable strategic bombers, as well as the fleet's submarines. Have you noticed? Everybody's flexing muscles, Melody. Sweden, as I read yesterday, had the biggest drill since World War II. China has shown a drill around Taiwan and barricading Taiwan. Russia's stretching their muscles now, so flexing their muscle again. So maybe, did we wake up a sleeping dog, or are they all starting to stretch and, you know, get ready to fight? What's going on here? I mean, it sounds kind of ominous. Whether it's not, it sounds ominous, doesn't it?
It really does. You know, if we look at everything that's going on and everywhere in all different planes, and it's things just can't continue the way they are.
No.
I mean, we're boiling and it will explode. I mean, it's just like anything else. It will come to a peak, it'll come to a head, and it's going to break. And we don't know how it's going to break. Is it going to be war? Is it going to be the economy? Is it going to be, you know, I mean, what is it going to be? There's a number of things out there floating, and it could even be a meteor from space. Who knows? It could be some sort of, you know, it could be anything. it's that black swan, but there's certainly a number of things that are lining up, and we need to take heed and pay attention to it.
And prepare as best we can. We're going to see things happen, I think. Again, I keep saying this, but we never heard of. And I know that, I think it's one of the articles today. If it is, I'll share it in a little bit. Don't remember what I got it here today or I put it back later, but Putin is as threatened to, and I know this is an article read the day earlier. I didn't get it copied off today. Putin has threatened to use an EMP attack on the U.S. Flat out told him he's going to do that. If they go to Ukraine, he said, I'll use an EMP. In other words, that'll shut down the country's, the whole nation's electric grid. The grid will go down. I'd say that Trump saw that coming and started preparing for it. And as soon as he left office, Biden overrode his EOs to put it back the way it was. If you can only imagine what it would be like, Melody, if we lost our electric grid. Can you imagine if the electricity was shut off, let's say even a third of the country? What would that mean nationwide?
I would have been very unhappy last night trying to sleep, and I actually turned on the air conditioning last night because I couldn't sleep. So I would be a very unhappy camper.
There you go.
But it's just not that society would break down instantly.
Well, it
instantly.
Would. It would be
and
done.
You better
over
hope,
with.
And you better hope that they have and that you have, that you are prepared.
Well, you know, people couldn't even charge their cell phones. If they didn't have their cell phones, they'd be climbing the walls in 10 minutes. I mean, they couldn't go on Facebook or anything, or TikTok, or anything. What would they do? And they couldn't watch a ball game on TV. Where would they go? They couldn't put gas in the cars. The pumps would be shut down. I mean, there may be a few generators run for a while, but, you know, you have to run generators with some kind of fuel. Eventually, that runs out. Then what do you do? Because you can't get any more fuel if the grid's down. You may have enough to run you for 3 or 4 months even. But eventually you can do it without. And if you get electricity, nobody in your neighborhood does, you're going to stand out like a light bulb in a coal mine. You follow what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So you're going to be easy pickings as far as people say, hey, he's got power, he's got food, he's got electricity. You know, and I don't, those are things that are unpleasant to think about. But if Putin would keep his word, and I don't see any reason why he wouldn't. We're going to Ukraine, he said he would knock out our electric grid. Again, if only, let's say the midsection of the country, say from Colorado to Ohio, was shut down. That would paralyze both coasts. Nothing would hardly be moving at all. You couldn't even drive through a city because there'd be no stoplights. No way to regulate traffic. Oh, my folks, I don't even want to think about that. That's just a scenario that is beyond thinkable. That'd be almost as bad as being bombed, I believe. I think more people would die. I think the estimate would be if this would happen for a very prolonged period of time, that 90% of the people in the U.S. would die because of this. Now, that's what the article said. So, I don't know. We will see. But that's something we need to think about, do the best to prepare for. But I don't know what to tell you how to do it because if you have electricity like somebody else does, the neighbors know it, they're going to come see you. And you might have to hire somebody or let them come live with you and bring the food with them to help protect what you have. That sounds like a tribal warfare thing, but it very well could turn into that, Melody. You may have to have your neighbors come in and move in with you and help protect what you all have. I'm intruders because, believe me, they be coming out of cities like Washington, D.C. and New York and other places by the droves trying to find something to eat.
I don't even think it's just, you know, they'd be leaving. Well, that'd be part of it. But I think once the power would be lost, I think every criminal on the planet would just
go bonkers.
Go bonkers. They would just take advantage and take whatever they could take.
I agree. This will even turn decent people into animals.
Yeah.
If you have children to feed or you're hungry yourself and you can't find food, you're going to get desperate. And people that would not harm a fly before, and the children are hungry, may decide to take you out for a loaf of bread. I know this is hard talk, and I don't like to think about it. This happened before in wartime and other places. people just turn into animals because they're desperate, they're scared. And I hear Brett music coming in.
It is, I do too. Stay with us, we'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me you're too blind to see. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you, never gonna give you up.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, 1-800-375-4188 for Discount Gold and Silver Trading. We're winding down the week, and what a week it has been. And I just want to thank each and every one of you for all your support, always. 800-375-4188. Visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Butch, are you okay?
I'm fine. I got a couple more articles I want to cover. Then we'll get into some financial stuff that isn't. And folks, what I'm going to share with you, it's not coming from me. It's coming from people that are experts on the economy, Greg Hunter and others. I'm going to share some things with you that are really coming down the pike. And as much, I got to say this, Melody, it's a beautiful day here in the mountains. It's right now about 80 degrees. Beautiful sunshiny spring day, white clouds in the sky, apple trees are blooming, although too early, they're blooming. My yard's looking, it's all green, my pasture's green, I'm getting a few calves in here next week, and it's a beautiful day, and I enjoy living here where I live, but I try to enjoy every day of it. I enjoy being around. I went to the gym this morning, I enjoyed talking to people there, working with a trainer. I enjoy my life, but I don't bury my head in the sand and pretend like nothing's coming down the pike, because it is. Enjoying life is one thing, but ignoring the future is kind of insanity, is it not?
Correct.
So anyway, this article seems absolutely absurd, but this is actually happening. All UK airports must close within the next 10 years. Beef and lamb will be banned, and construction of new buildings will cease in the name of climate change, according to a government report. The report states that all airports must close between 2020 and 2029, excluding Heathrow, Glasgow, and Belfast airports, which can only stay open on the condition that transfers to and from the airport are done via rail. All remaining airports must then close between 23 and 24/9. As to meet the legal commitment of zero emission by 2050, every citizen in the United Kingdom must stop using aeroplanes for a significant period of time. In addition, the report states that to obey the law of the Climate Change Act, the public will be required to stop doing anything that causes emissions regardless of its energy source. According to... I won't get into that. Anyway, according to a report, this will require the public to never eat beef or lamb ever again. So they won't see bugs. That makes more sense to me. But anyway, to do this, national consumption of beef and lamb will drop by 50% between 2020 and 2029. And then between 2030 and 2049, beef and lamb will be phased out. What do you think about that, Melody?
I saw that and I just didn't quite get it.
Well, they say that's their goal, but it's out of government report. Their goal is for basically zero emissions, and they're going to cut out the excessive flying by airplanes, and beef and lamb will be cut out of the diet because it takes too much energy to raise those, and they put off methane, and who knows? But I'm not making that stuff up. This is actually being talked about. Whether they're doing it or not, the gall and the stupidity to even talk about these things is unbelievable, Melody.
I know, it truly is. And it not only is it, it's kind of frightening.
It is frightening. Because I mean, because the nuts are running the asylum.
I know. Yeah? It's like, who are these people?
Who do they think they are in the first place? We have tolerated way too much already. And that's a fact. But there comes a time we got to draw the line.
And you know what? I mean, hey, there isn't anything. If it was true that there was climate change, if it was true that this planet is, is being destroyed by, fossil fuels and by, this and changing the meats and so forth, there isn't anything a person can do about it. They can make all kinds of changes and so forth. But when the Earth is ready to do its own change, it's going to do it. And it doesn't matter what people do to try and stop it. The Earth will purge everybody and get it back to what it was or into something new.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, for people to think that making changes is going to, quote unquote, save the Earth. It's ridiculous.
Look, I have read, and I don't remember statistics. I read, I look up again. That man's contribution to global change is so minute that truly you wouldn't even notice it. But that's what they're using though in order to enslave.
I mean, the Earth is going to do what it's going to do. God's
exactly
going to
right.
do whatever He's going to do, and there's nothing we can do to stop it.
It has for several thousand years already. Says if I should change now.
And you're right about these fossil fuels and so forth. It's so minute to what we're doing. However, and I'm going to go back to a movie that I had talked about. It was kind of like a semi-documentary. But it made me think of what we're doing to the oceans.
Oh, yeah.
The amount of destruction that we're doing to the seabeds because they go all the way down and they drag things, and they're killing off the different layers of, I don't know, of the chain of
food chains. Food chains.
The various food chains that's in layers, and they said that probably has more impact on Earth's destruction than anything else. Because we've got so much water. And then people say, well, if we got so much water, then how can a little bit of fishing do it? But it's what they're doing in these areas and so forth. And that they're killing off the whales. They're killing off so many of these animals. It's just collateral damage just to get fish. And Japan is the worst. They're the worst... I mean, they're the what word
most,
am I trying to think?
Most destructive.
They're the most destructive.
Yes, yes. Well, the Earth is is going to kick back. And we know, by the way, the Bible does prophesy this, folks. It does prophesy this, especially about earthquakes. And this come in red alert. Now listen to this, buddy. Red alert for magnitude 9 mega earthquake off the Pacific coast has cracked, discovered in a 600-mile fault at bottom of ocean. Experts are on high alert amid fears that cracked bottom of the ocean could trigger an apocalyptic earthquake. Now, this is, they don't know what's going to happen. They don't set a date. But listen, the hole just 50 miles off the coast of U.S. state of Oregon is spewing hot liquid that scientists warn could spark a magnitude 9 earthquake with potential to devastate the West Coast. And that's been talked about before. Experts warn without it, there's a greater risk of a powerful quake. It is located by a 600-mile fault line that stretches from California to Canada, known as the Cascadia Subduction Zone. Although the hole was first spotted in 2015, scientists now warn that liquid coming out of the so-called fault lubricant is a so-called fault lubricant, which allows tectonic plates to move easily. Therefore, the more fluid that is in the cracks of the faults, the less pressure there between the two tectonic plates. Without it, pressure beneath the Earth's crust can grow, leading to an unbelievably powerful quake. Scientists believe the Cascadia subduction zone will be responsible one day for the big one, an earthquake of such destruction not seen for centuries that could devastate many cities in the western continental United States. Now, it may not happen. Who knows? Nobody knows the date of it, but its potential is there. And again, the Earth will, and the Bible predicts it, will have huge earthquakes all over the world. Again, Melody says the Earth will right itself. But God created it that way. So, any comments on that, Melody?
No.
Okay. This next article comes out of via Greg Hunter's USA Watchdog. There is no fix. Rubino warns global monetary experiment ends in bloodbath. Analyst and financial writer John Rubino said in February, we are in a debt and death spiral that will force dramatic changes to the world. It was a direct hit because in March, Silicon Valley Bank tanked, and the FDIC and U.S. Treasury were forced to basically backstop the entire banking system. The financial problems are far from over, as Rubino explains. Basically, interest rates have been artificially low for a decade. And at that time, crazy numbers of office buildings went up and were financed at really low rates. Now office vacancy rates are spiking, which means office buildings are not profitable anymore. The debt they have at 2% or 2 to 3% now had to be rolled over at 5, 6, or 7%. This means an already unprofitable office building is going to be even more unprofitable because of rising interest rates. Now they want to sell this office space, and the price cuts that have to be done to get the deal done is 30 to 50%. Some are down by 80%. Local and regional banks already had their troubles last month, but are going to have bigger troubles when all these buildings turn out to be not worth nearly as much as we thought they were. This paper is in pension funds. They are going to go into a crisis. This paper is in pension funds, folks. So real estate is liable to be the catalyst in crisis in several other sectors. The government is going to have to let it burn and have 1930-style depression or bail out everybody in sight at the cost of rising inflation and the dollar's tanking. Rubino says there is no fix. There's no way to refill these buildings. There's no way to refinance them without going bankrupt. Sometime this year, we're going to drop back into negative growth, and it's going to be a bloodbath. There's no solution, and these guys see it coming, and they have no idea what to do about it. This is the sector we want to watch, and will be the catalyst for the next big crisis. And the next bailout creates a lot of new dollars, and that pushes down the dollar. And then we are in the death spiral where there is no fix. That is out there waiting to happen. A bailout so huge that terrifies holders of the currency and treasury bond. Then it's game over. This is just a question of when people figure this out. That really is our situation right now. Pretty serious and right on the money. I mean, they can't afford the buildings or whatever already. And the interest rate's going up. They got to do something with them. And the banks are investing in the pension funds. Folks, I don't want to tell you, this isn't me writing this. This is a USA Watchdog. And I like Greg Hunter's information most time. And this guy named John Rubino wrote this, and I had no reason to doubt what he said is true. Melody, comments on that?
I mean, it is true. I mean, and this is what happens when you have a world that's living off of free money for so long, and then it's stopped. What, you don't think there's any type of repercussions from that? It affects all markets, real estate, any market you could think of, it's going to affect. So, yeah, it's just another sector that is going to have major adjustments.
I know that in your lifetime, you've sat somewhere, maybe on near your home where you are now, near the beach, whatever, and you watch the storm coming in. You see the clouds kind of rolling and billowing up and the lightning in the clouds. They're getting darker as you get closer. And you know there's a storm coming. You can see it. You can smell it. You can smell it in the air. You can feel the electricity in the air. You can sense it with your nose and your body, and your mind can see all this. Your eyes see that. And you know there's a storm coming. Well, I'm going to submit to you that storm is coming, that you saw coming, is going to be nothing compared to what's coming in this country in a lot of different ways. Whether it's MP attack, complete financial collapse, whatever. The storm coming is so big, we can't see it on it covers the horizon and more, Melody. There's no way that we can understand all this.
I know.
So anything else you want to add on that?
No, sir.
The primary breadwinner is disappearing from more homes. And, folks, I'm going to say this, get to the article. I know I grew up in the old days when things were different. Daddies went out to work, and most families had daddies. That's not true today, obviously. But most families had daddies who worked, that took care of the family, was a breadwinner. The mama stayed home and done what the Bible said supposed to do, to be keepers at home, to see the children were reared right and fed and taken care of. This was in the Bible, folks, but we changed that after World War II, got really, really into this big time. It started during World War II with Rosie the Riveter and other things. So now we lost our home pattern. And now the home basically destroyed where you had no pattern. I won't get into that right now. But anyway, nearly a third of marriages today have no primary breadwinner, as women continue to make strides toward greater equality at work and home. Now, if a woman's going to work, I expect she'll get paid. I'm not saying that at all. Especially if she's a single lady. I have no problem with that at all. But the whole point I'm trying to make with this is, because both spouses have to work, the children are not getting the care they need in most every area. Oh, I don't know. Because my mind go to school and she do the homework. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about personal attention from parents that teach them things that are basic cores to learning how to live your life as a good individual and someone who has moral values that are uncompromising. That's going away, folks. And now we've got to the point where we don't know what a family is. A family might be two men with children, two women with children, or who knows, three women, one man. Who knows what it is today? But at one time, it's a core, a mom and dad and children. And in my lifetime, I watched this nation go from a decent place to be, where people lived, didn't even lock the doors at night, where everybody lived in comfort as far as, maybe they didn't have the luxuries they have today, but they were comfortable, happy, content, and neighbors actually got along. This has changed, and women had to leave the home to make a living. And folks, understand, government knows this. Undermine the economy, it puts both parents to work, and they know this is what's going to happen. And then, of course, a lot of times greed says, "Hey, both parents are, I got to work, I'll buy a new boat." The boat's more important than my child. That's just the way it is, Melody. I'm sorry about that, but that's changed in my lifetime. I know it has yours, too.
Well, not as much as yours, because I'm not as old as you.
No, you're only 39. I understand that.
I'm only 39. Yeah. It's been a while since we mentioned that. So.
Yeah. Okay. But anyway.
You know, that the family unit, it was they had to divide that.
Oh yes, they did.
But you know what? They had to divide it, and the main reason, what came first, the division of the family or inflation?
Well, both. I mean,
inflation came first
to get that done.
Because the woman couldn't. They couldn't have a decent, and it's okay to work hard and to better your, it's okay to work hard and it's okay to better your instances and, you know, and so forth. But then they promised everyone that you could have things that you didn't have to work for anymore. It was called debt, called credit. So you didn't have to work for it anymore.
As I said, we got greedy because everybody wanted a bigger car and better homes. So, I mean,
they pushed it on us. They pushed it and they pushed it. To some degree, people were brainwashed.
Of course.
People weren't strong enough to resist the temptation.
That's the way it always is.
Yeah.
That's the way it works. But we started looking at things more than we did at families. That's what happened.
Yeah. So, I mean, I can remember, you know, when they were, kids were starting to just stay home by themselves before cell phones, before games and everything. And it's just, you can see how it just evolved. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. It's Friday. 1-800-375-4188. 1-800-375-4188. What's next, Butch?
Well, you know, we're talking during the break, but Todd talked about doing a lot of jobs around the farm as he's growing up. And, of course, I did the same thing as a young boy, working hay fields mostly. But 50 cents an hour, Melody. Now, that sounds ridiculous today, 50 cents an hour, doesn't it? That's no money. 50 cents, that's nothing. Well, when you consider it was a silver 50-cent piece, that's probably worth between $8 and $9 now.
Oh, no. For a 50-cent piece?
Yeah.
Yeah. 18.
How much?
18.
18 dollars. 50-cent piece? Woo!
Probably.
I was making big bucks back then, but, you know, 50 cents back then would buy me a box of 22 shells and a quart of Coke or something. Then 22 shells, they were 50, I don't know how many for 50 bucks, some of these. But anyway, 50 cents back then was pretty good money. You know, I can do things with that. It was a lot of money then. But consider, let's just say it was only $10 now, $12 compared to what it was back, you know, today. That was good money working in hayfield. That's how much a dollar's devalued in just my lifetime. Folks, please think about that. Americans are spending billions on Biden's Obamacare for DACA illegal aliens. You probably saw this on the news. American taxpayers are likely to subsidize billions of dollars in Affordable Care Act benefits for illegal aliens enrolled in Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, program under plan by President Joe Biden. On Thursday, President Joe Biden announced a plan to open the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare, and Medicaid rolls to hundreds of thousands of DACA illegal aliens. While DACA, recreated by former President Obama through executive action, has helped shield close to a million illegal aliens from deportation through the years, the Migration Policy Institute states that about 600,000 are currently enrolled in the program. Previously, Center for Immigration Studies researchers estimated that the cost of opening Obamacare and Medicaid rolls to illegal aliens would cost American taxpayers about $4,600 per illegal alien. At this rate, buying Obamacare and Medicaid for DACA illegal aliens, the potential to cost American taxpayers $2.8 billion every year. Illegals come in, and they're illegals. They're criminals, and we're going to pay more money to take care of them while they're here. That's really a scenario we should all be proud of, folks. That makes me angry. It truly does. It makes me angry. And when the money, we don't have the money. I mean, we don't have the money. As I shared yesterday, I think yesterday after you left the air, Melody, we're $1 trillion in debt already this year. Extra debt. In this first 3 months of the year. I'm sorry, since fiscal year, since October to now through March, we want $1 trillion in debt. Is a nation. Took your record tax money, but still we're spending. So, what can I say? We can afford it, right?
Of course.
Well, why not?
That's why we have April 15th.
Exactly. Doctors in Kentucky and California receive millions in bonus payments for vaccinating Medicaid patients against COVID. We knew this was happening. We didn't have proof of it until now. Documents reveal that the federal government and insurers incentivize health care providers in Kentucky and California, I don't know why just those two states, but that's what it says here, to vaccinate Medicaid patients against COVID-19 by offering bonuses based on the percentage of patients successfully vaccinated. The federal government and insurers incentivize health care providers in Kentucky and California to vaccinate Medicaid patients. Let's move on. This is truly sickening, and I'm embarrassed for my profession by this, Dr. Merle Nash, an internist and biological warfare epidemiologist, wrote on her Substack, where she posted several documents relating to COVID-19 vaccine provider incentive programs. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield Medicaid in Kentucky told Physician 2021, "We would recognize your hard work by offering incentives for helping patients make the choice to become vaccinated. The more people vaccinated, the higher the per-person incentive. For physicians who treated an Anthem Medicaid cohort with a minimum of 25 patients in their practice, Anthem Medicaid offered incentives for vaccinations by September 1st, 2021 that range from $20 bonus per vaccinated person, or physicians who vaccinated 30 of the cohort to $125 per vaccinated person. For those who vaccinated 75% of the cohort, with several incremental steps in between. As time went on, the rates increased. Medi-Cal, the California Department of Health Care Services, on August 6, 2021, announced $350 million in incentive programs, $250 million to providers, and $100 million for direct non-monetary payments such as gift cards to vaccine recipients to encourage vaccination among Medi-Cal's 14 million beneficiaries. Of the $350 million, $175 million came from the state general funds and $175 million from the federal funding. The funding period lasted from September 2, 2021 through February 29, 2022. So the doctors in the hospital, we knew this already, but now doctors, at least in Kentucky and California, were paid bonuses to give you the jab. Now, don't forget about your health. They didn't. That wasn't a big deal. Their money was important. If you have to pay money, you have to bribe people to do something, to take a shot, or bribe a doctor to make sure the patients get it. Is that something safe to do?
I wouldn't think so.
No, I wouldn't think so. But this is what happened. And I don't know. I mean, we're going to pay for all the medical bills for illegals, and they're going to try to make us take jabs we don't want because they're getting paid for it. And right now, I'm worried about Argentina right now. But don't worry, folks. It won't happen here. Zero capacity to save. Argentines buckle under 103% inflation. Wow. Argentines, painfully accustomed to decades of spiraling prices, say that the current 102.5% and climbing inflation rate is on another level, making it almost impossible to get by. Boy, I would say so. And Argentina, folks, was used to be a very prosperous country, as Brazil was. In my case, I have zero capacity to save, said Claudia Hernandez, a publishing company employee. I tried to think that someday we're going to have to be better off. But the inflation we're living with today is Argentina's terrible. It feels like never before. The South American country is expected to announce March inflation data on Friday afternoon, with analysts polled by Reuters predicting an 8-month high of 7.1% monthly rise. A central bank poll forecasts an annual inflation to hit 110% this year. Well, that's just unheard of. How would you survive? That has hammered salaries and spending power, pushed up poverty to nearly 40%, and dented the popularity of the ruling Peronist coalition, which is facing likely defeat in general elections slated for October. The country, a major global grains exporter, is also grappling with one of its worst droughts in history that has hampered soy, corn, and wheat crops, knocking beans off the economy from lost exports and farming domestic prices. Now, every trip to the supermarket is a reminder of the country's inflationary crisis, the worst since 1991, and at the end of the period of hyperinflation. Retiree Juan Tartita said prices spike with each weekly visit to the store. Sometimes food increases were up 10 or 15% in a week. And when he said in 1 year, beef went from 1,000 pesos, that's 446, to 2,800 pesos. Wow. Doesn't sound good, does it?
Nope.
But it couldn't happen here, could it?
No, Butch. Really?
It can't happen here. I knew better than that. I just said it couldn't happen here. No, never. Never happened here. And I've got a couple more that I want to do that. Good news today. Top French court backs unpopular plan to raise retirement age to 64. France's top court on Friday approved the government's unpopular plans to raise the age of retirement by 2 years, a huge win for presidential Emmanuel Macron in the face of mass protests across the country. The Constitutional Council, akin to the U.S. Supreme Court, struck down some of the elements of the new law, but the most controversial element remains the gradual upping of the retirement age. Pension reform in France, where the right to retire on a full pension at 62 is deeply cherished, it is always a highly sensitive issue, and even more so in the recent months, with social discontent mounting over the surging cost of living. Sweeping protests have paralyzed major services across France this year over Macron's proposed change to the pension system. There have been violent clashes between police and demonstrators. Macron's government has said the reform is necessary to keep the pension system's finances out of the red in the coming years. So, what will happen now? I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know whether it's going to be more rise. I really don't know, Melody. But it's something that is going to happen. I mean, either the protests are going to back down now. If they do, they lost everything as far as making a point. So I don't know. And I'll mention this next article, and then I'll get the good news. This happened in a Target store in Blue Ash, Ohio. A black lady went in the store, rung up $1,000 worth of groceries, demanded that it be free because she wanted reparations. Now, this is a true story, folks. She wanted reparations. She got after the clerk behind the counter to the point that she called the manager. She got with the manager, a guy named Zach Cotter. He finally couldn't get her calmed down, so he tried to get his office. She shoved her away in the office and went after him, and he punched her. And the cops come and saw the video and arrested her for her aggression. She was fined $110. And that sounds awful, but the point I'm trying to make here is they're going to push us to the point we got to fight back. I don't want to see it happening. But in this case, he had to stop her.
Well, yeah, but she was fighting for her reparations. How is that
there
fighting?
There you go.
You know?
Yeah. I know. It's just, I feel sorry for her, poor thing.
You know what's sad is because you do have a group of people who are in need.
Oh, yes.
And you know what's funny is because they make everybody think that they project that everybody is equal. Well, you know, mentally, some people are smarter than others. Some have a little more challenge. I mean, and it's okay. That's the problem. It's okay.
Yes, it is.
There's nothing wrong with it. But by saying that everybody is equal, that's where they're wrong in denying that fact. They're the ones that are wrong. They're the ones that think it's something awful.
Ring up $1,000, $1,000 food bill?
But, I mean, here's these people who think that they have been conditioned to believe that they deserve these reparations.
And willing to go in and confront the store manager and actually go in his office and threaten him?
I mean,
it's unbelievable.
It's sad.
It is sad.
It's really sad what they're doing to these people because these people don't have the... I don't want to say this nicely because I'm not saying anything mean about them. They just don't have the capacity to know the difference.
Well, Melody, because God made everybody unique. No one is equal in anything in every way. We're all different.
And there's so many things that have impact. I believe we are all born equally. It's what happens either during pregnancy or I guess at conception we're all equal or whatever, but you know, we have different environments that have impacts. We have different, you know, so many different things can impact various elements
of
things.
Everyone should be equal and under the eyes of the law, under God's
Absolutely.
Law. Everyone
Absolutely.
Should be equal. But
Absolutely.
no one should be superior in that way. But I'm not nearly as intelligent with finances as what you are. I don't think it'd be something that you owe me something for because I'm not smart as you are in that issue. That's not my calling. That's your job. And my IQ is probably somewhere about average. So, but I'm not a brain child.
Well, I don't know.
Time.
You're pretty smart.
Yeah,
that's what old Bobby Chapman used to say.
But I just know that we're not equal, and God didn't make us equal in that way. But He made us equal under His eyes and His rules, yes. But we all do what we can, and folks, no one has promised anything. And we're in our time. I'll have to do the good news next week. But I want to say, no one has promised an easy life. No one has promised that. No one should expect that. I'm sorry about anything went on in the past. I really am. I truly am. But that doesn't make it right to go back now and try to punish me and Melody and others because this happened 200 years ago. I'm just picking one issue. There's other issues also. I mean, many more that we could talk about. These are things. Life is life.
Yep.
We do the best we can. We live through it. Try to do what's right in the eyes of God if you believe in God and you live for Him best you can. And let Him be in charge of it. You can't go around crying like a crybaby, expect somebody to wipe your nose for you. Grow up. Go ahead, Mel. I'll be quiet now.
Well, I'm sorry we didn't get to your feel-good story because
no,
I know you really enjoy doing those. So make sure you have it for Monday.
Okay.
And so everyone just needs to be safe this weekend, and we will be back on Monday. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless. Yes, I was running out the time.
There you go.
Bye-bye.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me